Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Well, tomorrow is International Men's Day, and the theme for 2016 is Stop Male Suicide. Objectives of International Men's Day include focus on men and boys' health, improving gender relations, promoting gender equality, and highlighting positive role models. And great to have a chat to Councillor Philip Penfold, advocate for International Men's Day in the Maitland City Council. Phil, great to have a chat to you this morning. The breakfasts were happening. It's always a great opportunity to stop and think, because we do hear, and it's very important, about the role of ladies and women in our society, but it seems at times that the role of men is just kind of flies under the radar. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Yes, thank you. We had a great breakfast and had an opportunity to talk about many varied issues with dozens of people that came to breakfast this morning, so it was a great opportunity. And as you rightly say, we're all important, and it's important that we communicate with men about issues that might affect their life, and they're many and varied, but it includes their mental health and their general health. So we had speakers on those topics this morning.
And it's understandable when it comes to male suicide. The figures are just still staggering, aren't they?
They are staggering, unfortunately, and look, a lot of them are to do with family breakdown, very sadly. But the figures are staggering. 80% of all suicides in Australia are men, and that's constantly been a figure. There's clearly issues that need attention, need to be resolved. But all suicide is a tragedy, and we need to show the men of our community that there's support. There are many people that are available to speak with. We need to encourage men to speak to their GPs, to their family, to their friends. And we need to encourage the families and friends to see the signs, to know to ask, literally ask, are you feeling suicidal? Are you feeling down? Can we get you some help? Can I be there to support you? So it's important that we show men that they're valued. It's important that we show everyone that they're valued. But on this day, the International Men's Day this weekend, remind ourselves to ensure that we're providing for men, we're caring for men, we're showing those that are victims of suicide or potential victims, obviously, that the support exists for them.
Well, the thing is, sometimes one of our great strengths, the ability to turn around, and most men to just get on with the job or suck it up or do that kind of thing, is actually our biggest weakness when things get on top of us. A lot of us just don't feel comfortable about saying that we're experiencing difficulties. And you know, Philip, that's got to change.
Absolutely agreed. We certainly do have a machoism about us. I don't think that's just in Australia, but we're certainly not great at that. We're not great at even... But women are very good at supporting each other and getting together and getting things done. A lot of men like to operate in silence. They don't like to talk about their issues, whether that's their health or their mental health or their family breakdown situation. So we need to both encourage men to open up. We need to encourage men to seek help when that's important to them, when they have that need mentally or physically. And but all of us that are doing well need to keep our eyes open,
yeah.
Need to understand when we might need to involve ourselves, to take someone out for a coffee, to sit them down, to ask them how they're going, to flat out ask them, you know, is there something that can be done to support them? And sometimes to flat out ask them, are they feeling suicidal?
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because we celebrate or we commemorate Are You OK Day, but that's one day of the year. It should be 365 days a year.
Absolutely. The suicide statistics in Australia are staggering. And it's not only important that we support those who are at risk, but that we look at issues that affect them to see what is it that's getting men to that breaking point. And sadly, family breakdown, family law matters, access to children plays a significant role in the feelings, the distress, the difficulties that exist in our community, and particularly with fathers.
It certainly does. And one of the things we operate on, because we're a percentage society, we if this percentage of this is happening or that percentage, one of the things we hear about, and rightly so, when it comes to domestic violence, no form of domestic violence is ever acceptable. But from talking to men in various men's groups throughout the years and throughout the months, one of the things that I'm finding men are saying is, look, there's such a highlight on domestic violence, males against females, but there doesn't seem to be as much impetus put on the fact that men can be the recipient of domestic violence. Do you think men are embarrassed by the potential that they may be abused by a partner?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a recent post on the New South Wales Police Force Facebook page that quoted a figure of 21% of all domestic violence victims are male. Look, it's obviously not a competition. We see a lot of news about domestic violence, and by far the majority is about violence against females, and that's the violence is abhorrent, and it all should be disgusting to us, and it is. But, you know, domestic violence happens in lots of segments of the society. It happens in homosexual relationships. It happens with children against elderly parents. It happens against males, as you said. I've personally had involvement with a lot of male victims of domestic violence who have literally come to me with the injuries. It happens, it exists, and we need to have those people know that, you know, they don't need to live in that circumstance and they can get support. Men who are victims shouldn't be embarrassed by it. No. And there is help out there. But I think importantly, we need the national conversation when talking about domestic violence to have it also be spoken of about all segments of the community and everyone that's affected. And the bottom line is all domestic violence is abhorrent and we need action across the board.
Totally agree, and the conversation needs to be had. Philip, thanks very much for your time today. Of course, International Men's Day tomorrow, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thank you, Doc.
2NUR FM 103.7.